ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ 7.7 ಮತ್ತಃ ಪರತರಂ ನಾನ್ಯದ್ ಕಿಂಚಿದಸ್ತಿ ಧನಂಜಯ ಮೈ ಸರ್ವಮಿದಂ ಪ್ರೋತಂ ಸೂತ್ರೇ ಮಣಿಗಣ ಇವ. ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮೇಕ್ಸ್ ದ ಥೀಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಫೌಂಡೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಸಾಂಖ್ಯ ಅನಾಲಿಸಿಸ್ explicit, unambiguous and emphatic. So in the previous verses he has analyzed material element into its material existence into its various eight elements. Then he has talked about how there is the conscious being who is my prakriti, and then he has said that how all of existence is pervaded as a combination of these two beings. All living beings are a combination of these two natures, and he is the shelter of all of them ultimately. So now Krishna in this verse, he continues that and he says that, but if one tries to explore deeper beyond him, there is nothing beyond him. Mattaha parataram nanyat. Mattaha, from me, beyond me, parataram. Parataram, beyond me, nanyat. There is nothing beyond me. ಕಿಂಚಿದಸ್ತಿ ಧನಂಜಯ, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ಮೀ, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್. ಸೊ ಪರತರಂ, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಹೈಯರ್ ದನ್ ಮೀ, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ಮೀ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ಮೀ, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಮೀ. ಮತ್ತಃ, ಮತ್ತಃ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಂಬಿಗಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರೆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಎನಿ ಇಂಪರ್ಸನಲ್ ಎಸೆನ್ಸ್ ವಿದ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ. ಕಿಂಚಿದಸ್ತಿ ಧನಂಜಯ, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ಮೀ. And then he says, Mai sarvamidam protam. Mai, by me, sarvamidam protam. By me, all of existence is pervaded. Sutre manigana iva. Just as sutra, the thread pervades the necklace with all its jewels. Manigana iva. The metaphysical search is characterized by a quest for the first principles, for the first causes, for the origin of things. And Krishna, through the analysis which he has given till now, has explained how he is that original principle, he is that first cause. And then he is stating clearly that there is no cause other than me. There is no truth higher than me. There is no truth beyond me. Mattah parataram na anyad. The significance of this declaration that there is no truth beyond me, its significance is that Krishna has at the start of this chapter said that he will speak about the yoga tachunu. The result of that speaking about that yoga will be that mai asaktamanaha, your mind will become attached to me. And further it is stated that samagram mam yasasi, that you will know me in truth. So that knowledge by which we can know Krishna in truth, asamshayam samagram mam, without any doubt, we will come to know him fully. And then by that knowledge, our mind will become attached to him. Asakta manaha mai. So that knowledge Krishna is giving, and that knowledge is told over here, that actually everything that we see in existence is a manifestation of Krishna's energy, and Krishna is a sustainer, the original cause, the first principle that underlies everything, and there is nothing beyond Krishna. Normally, the philosophical mind wants to search beyond appearance to substance. The philosophical mind wants to look for the first principle of things. It wants to know what is it that originally existed? What is it that is the foundation, the sustenance, the basis of all of existence. So that search, that philosophical search, Krishna is saying, it culminates in me because there is no truth beyond me. And then, just as he gives an example of how a wise person can understand the substance beyond the appearance, in the case of a necklace. You know, when people see a necklace, what catches their attention is the jewels, all shining jewels. Oh, and then people appreciate a necklace, are attracted by a necklace to the extent its jewels are beautiful. Now, a more discerning eye will know that there is value for the jewels also, but the jewels won't be held together without a necklace, without the necklace thread. And the thread is what is essential for the necklace to be held together. It's invisible, but it's indispensable. Just as the necklace will fall apart, there will be no thread. Similarly, all of existence will fall apart. In fact, there will be no existence at all if Krishna would not be there. As the underlying unifying principle. So Krishna is the foundation, is the fundamental substance underlying all appearances. Sutre Manigana Iva. Why would anyone want to look for such a substance? Because appearances do not last. You know, say, when a person wants to develop a relationship with someone, when a boy wants to impress a girl, or when a girl wants to catch a boy, then at that time they put on their best looks. But after they get married, then the real nature comes out. So, if you get to know the substance of someone's character, of someone's nature, then we can have a fairer assessment of compatibility, and we can understand better the possibility of a stable relationship. We may purchase a product, initially the packaging, the marketing looks very good. But when we use it, then we understand how good it is. Because when we use it regularly, then the substance, then the essential quality, its stability, its reliability, all that comes into the picture. So for longevity of any relationship or any function, any utility, the substance is far more important than the appearance. Similarly, in this world, we get captivated by appearances of things. Good-looking sense objects, good-tasting foods, and things like that. But they give only temporary pleasure. Adhyantavantaha kaunteya. Krishna has said this in 5.22. So, if we can go beyond the appearance to the substance, then there we can find lasting fulfillment. There we can find the real thing that will be there for real, for all time to come. And that real thing is Krishna. So, the point of this example is that Krishna is urging us, don't get caught, don't get deluded, don't get captivated by the appearance of things. Stay focused on the search for the substance beyond the appearance, and know me to be the substance. Krishna will reiterate this when in 7.19 he will say that Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So those who are Jnanavan, those who know how to go beyond the appearance to the substance, they will know that the ultimate substance of all of existence is Vasudeva Sarvamiti. And knowing this, they will surrender to Krishna. Mam Prapadyate. So that is where Krishna is drawing us to through this discussion, to the point of understanding that he is the essential substance in all of existence, and how he underlies various elements will be talked about in the next four verses, after which we will come to summarizing principles in the next verse. Thank you.